Welcome back to Devils Talking Padres. This is your co-host, Bobby Murphy, and the Padres just clinched the playoffs for the first time in a full season in 16 years. First time since 2006. Your San Diego Padres are going to the playoffs, and it's just me today, Dom. I was driving back from San Diego last night, so Monday morning, Padres in the playoffs, have three games left against the Giants before heading off to probably New York to take on the Mets, but this has probably been the most successful series loss for the Padres, the most happy that fans have been after a loss on that Sunday game where they clinched the playoffs. Late in the game, it was announced that the Marlins had beat the Brewers and that the Padres had a clinched spot in the playoffs, and Dominic was there. My brother was there, and they just said that both that the atmosphere was crazy when it was announced that the Padres had clinched the playoffs. So, super exciting time. First time since 06 in a full season that the San Diego Padres will be in the playoffs competing for a World Series. Padres will have a tough road to get there. We'll talk about it. Dom and I will be back to you guys on Wednesday for a playoff preview against probably the Mets as the playoffs start Friday. But in this series, offense didn't look great. Padres lost 2 out of 3 to the Chicago White Sox and scored one run on both Friday and Sunday. So, not a great time for the offense to get cold as the season comes to a close. Three games against the Giants. Hopefully the Padres can heat up and get their offense going before the playoffs start. But in game one, Padres lost 3-1. Got on the board early in the second inning with the Josh Bell single, but that's all the Padres were able to do. Got out hit 8-7, and Padres struck out 15 times in this game. Josh Bell with 3, Soto and Machado with 2, Kim and Grisham with 2 apiece. So overall, just a really poor game for the Padres offense. 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position and being shut out the last 7 innings of the game. But the bullpen looked really good. Pitching looked solid. Darvish didn't have his best start. He did have a quality start. 6 innings, 3 runs, 8 hits, and 6 strikeouts, and a walk. So not his best start of the season, but again, Darvish going 6 innings has been happening pretty much all year, and he's been on an insane streak going that deep into the game. But the bullpen looks real good. Luis Garcia struck out 1 in the 7th, perfect inning. Robert Suarez struck out 2 in the 8th, perfect inning. Nick Martinez struck out 1 in the 9th, perfect inning. So the Padres bullpen kept this team in the game in the last 3 innings, but the offense was not able to get anything going. But the offense has just been really cold, and they really need to get it to heat up in this Giants series at home as the Padres close out the season. But game 2, Padres win 5-2. Get on the board early, allowing a run in the first, and then Soto homered in the first inning as well. And Soto, as poorly as he has been hitting for this Padres team, he's a different animal in October. October 1st, this game, homered in his first at-bat of October. So if the Padres can get playoff Soto, and he can do what he did in 2019 as he led the Nationals to a World Series win, that would be huge for the Padres, of course. And Padres fans really weren't worried about Soto. As long as he contributes to get the Padres into the playoffs and turns into himself in the playoffs, then, of course, it'll be, at the time, will look successful and will be worth it. But yeah, later in the game, 6th inning, Cronin with homer to make it a 3-1 ball game, and then Nola single to make it a 4-1 game. 7th inning, Machado homer to make it a 5-1 game, and Padres end up winning 5-2. But overall, pretty good hitting from the offense. Only 1-for-4 runners in scoring position, but a few home runs. 3 home runs, of course, from Soto, Machado, and Cronenworth, but 9 hits compared to the White Sox 6. A lot of guys were contributing. Pretty much everyone had a hit in the starting lineup except for Kim, who did walk twice. But yeah, the pitching looked really solid in this game. Clevinger had a great start. 6 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, and 3 strikeouts. Probably one of his best starts as a Padre this year as he worked deep into the game. 66 pitches after 6. He probably could have kept going, but of course, got to keep the arm fresh for a potential whatever he may do in the playoffs as a number 4 starter or a bullpen guy. Robert Suarez struck out 2 in the 7th. Pierce Johnson allowed a run. Nick Martinez got 1 out, and then Hader came in for the save. And Hader has been pitching so well over his last probably 10 appearances. His ERA has been looking great, not blowing games, and just giving this Padres team confidence that he could pitch this well come the playoffs. So Hader's pretty much gotten his closer spot back, and he's been looking really good out there on the mound. Game 3, Padres lost 2-1. Didn't seem like it if you were at the park because the Padres clinched the playoffs in this game. It was about the 7th or 8th inning when it was announced that the Brewers had lost and the Padres were in. So the celebration came on the field after, team pictures, everyone with their October shirts, and then in the locker room after the game, it was just mayhem. Everyone is celebrating, champagne. We saw Marky, we saw Bob Scanlon both in there, getting champagne poured on them by the players in the locker room and just having a great time for the celebration. Of course, the Padres did make the playoffs in 2020. Celebrations did happen then, but first full season for this Padres team, and I cannot be happier for the guys on this team, for this rotation, the lineup, the organization, the front office. Everyone that has contributed to this playoff run has been huge, and just super excited for them to be back in. But in game 3, offense was cold, only scored 1 run. Did out hit the White Sox 8-5, but 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. Kim had 2 hits, Soto had 2 hits, and then Cronenworth and Azucar both had 1 apiece. But offense was just really cold in this game, not getting much going. Pitcher stuff looked really good. Snell looked great. 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, and 6 strikeouts on with 1 walk. So he did get worked pretty hard. 103 pitches in 6 innings, but the only run he allowed was on a solo home run. Steven Wilson allowed a run in the 7th, and then Luis Garcia and Tim Hill pitched 8-9 shutout. But this game is scoreless through 5. Snell was looking really good before he allowed that homer to Snell in the 6th, and he still had a really good start, and then Kim homered in the 7th to make it a 2-1 game. But Padres were not able to do anything the rest of the game. Still, probably one of the best or the happiest losses in Padres history as they ended up clinching the playoffs during the game. So Padres in that 87-72. Sweeping the Giants could get them to 90 wins. Not the most important thing, as of course they have already clinched the playoffs, but the thing that matters, what seed will the Padres get? The Padres are currently a game ahead of the Phillies and 3 games ahead of the Brewers. The Brewers could still get in. They will likely have to sweep their opponent in this next series. So looks like it will be Padres and Phillies as the wildcard teams. And then the Padres likely will be going to face the Mets in New York. They just got swept by the Braves this weekend in a really surprising series and a really bad choke job for the Mets. But Dom and I will talk about that on Wednesday to determine who the Padres will be playing in the wildcard round in a best of 3 on the road. But for this series, Padres host the Giants to end the season. Looks like on ESPN, it says Musgrove, Manaea, and then Darvish will not be pitching that last game on Wednesday like it says on ESPN. He will be pitching in the wild card in game 1, but probably going to be Musgrove, Manaea, and then a bullpen day on Wednesday just to keep Darvish rested for the playoffs, and then Musgrove pitching on Monday. We'll get some days off. We'll get about, it depends what the Padres do for the playoffs, but I'm guessing it'll be Darvish, Snell, then Musgrove. That would give Musgrove about 7 days off pitching this Monday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then he would get about 6 days off before his next start. So Musgrove will be rested. Manaea will likely be moved to the bullpen, and then bullpen day to keep Darvish rested and give him an extra few days of rest before the playoff series. But yeah, the Giants, of course, eliminated from the playoffs. They are just fighting for an over 500 season. They are 80-79 right now. For the Giants this series, it looks like they will have John Brebbia pitching the first game, according to ESPN. Just a bullpen day for them. He's been pitching out of the bullpen this entire season. 3.14 ERA, right-handed pitcher. So he's been looking good out of the bullpen, but it looks like, according to ESPN, they'll be doing a bullpen day. Carlos Rodon, who has been really good this year, 2.88 ERA, left-handed pitcher. So I would expect Kim to lead off in this game, and then Profar probably in the other 2 games. Rodon's been really good this year, for sure their best pitcher. 237 strikeouts and 178 innings and a 1.03 whip. So he's been one of the most underrated pitchers this year. Of course, everyone knows how good Rodon is, but he's not been in any Cy Young talks really, but he has been having an outstanding year. Alex Cobb pitched on Wednesday to end the season. 3.79 ERA. Been having a solid year. Nothing too amazing. The second half, he's been pitching a lot better. Sub-3 ERA in July. 3.10 ERA in August. And then 3.74 ERA in September. He has gone hit hard his last 2 starts. 4 runs in 5 innings. 5 runs in 5 innings over his last 2 starts, both against the D-backs. So this series for the Padres, looks like also they just get swept and fall down to the last wildcard spot where they would probably get Cardinals than Braves. I would honestly not be opposed to that. I would much rather get the Cardinals than the Mets first round. But it looks like it's either going to be Mets than Dodgers or Cardinals than Braves. I would much rather face the Cardinals than the Braves. But then that means the Padres could probably get swept here. And Padres lose all momentum. Either way, I would much rather have the more likely matchup for this Padres team. And I would be scared to face Scherzer and DeGrom in the playoffs. But enough about potential playoff series. Don't need to talk too much about the Giants lineup. We have seen it a lot this year, but I'll just talk about the main few guys in this lineup. Estrada is leading the team in average, 261 of the qualified guys. Not too scary of a lineup, but right here, Jock Peterson with 23 home runs, Yastrzemski with 17, Wilmer Flores with 19. Peterson with the 878 OPS, easily leading the team. Wilmer Flores leading the team with 71 RBIs. But overall, this team, not in the playoffs, of course, not the best lineup. And Longoria has been hurt for a lot of the year. He hit 244 on the season. Austin Slater, 265 with a 771 OPS. 7 guys with double-digit home runs, so it has been a pretty balanced lineup. Joey Bart, young catcher prospect for them, really been struggling this year. 215 batting average with a 676 OPS. This Padres rotation and bullpen should be able to get to them pretty well. For the bullpen, Camilo Duvall has been their closer. He's been really exciting this year. 80 strikeouts in 67 2/3 innings with 27 saves, 2.53 ERA. So he's been really exciting for them. And of course, the brother of Taylor Rogers, Tyler Rogers, has been one of the setup men for them. 15 holds, 3.62 ERA in almost 75 innings. And then John Brebbia, who will according to ESPN, be starting for that bullpen day on Monday. Yarlin Garcia, 3.50 ERA. Dominic Leone, 4.01 ERA. Not the strongest bullpen, but a lot of solid guys in here overall. Is probably one of the strengths of this team, along with the rotation, I would say. I mean, the lineup is not that much of a strength of the team whatsoever. A lot of solid guys in that bullpen and rotation for this pitching staff. But yeah, for the Padres, I mean, they should be able to win this series. If they don't, I won't be too disappointed if there's a chance that they could drop down to the 3 seed. Because, of course, they have clinched. Doesn't matter if they get swept. They could get a more favorable matchup. But for the series, I just want to see the Padres offense heat up. I mean, if they can heat up before heading to a possible series at Citi Field against Scherzer and DeGrom, this offense will need to heat up. Over the last few games, they've been really cold, scoring 1 run, 5 runs, 1 run, 2 runs, 0 runs. Over the last week, it has not been hot ever since they came back from Coors. So this Padres offense wants to gain momentum, heat up. This is the series to do it at home against the Giants to end off the season. And we'll be packed in that last series against the White Sox, 37,000, 38,000, and 41,000 when they clinched on Sunday. So Padres should be able to win this series, sweep them, and it's going to be a 90-win season. That'd be great. If not, maybe they fall down to the third wild card spot. I would not be mad about that. I just want to see this Padres offense at least get some momentum, heat up, and just go into the playoffs hot, because once the playoffs start, team's hot, anything could happen. We saw it happen with the Washington Nationals in 2019, kind of came out of nowhere as a wild card team and then got hot. Last year, the Cardinals didn't do much, but won 17 straight to end the season, and they just got hot and they almost made some noise in the playoffs. But Padres clinched the playoffs for the first time in a full season, 16 years. Dom and I will be back to you guys on Wednesday night after this series to talk about the potential series against the Mets or whoever the Padres will be playing. Thank you for tuning in to Devils Talking Padres. This has been your co-host, Bobby Murphy. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at BobbyMurphy2000, Dominic on Twitter at DMStern19, and EVT_news and EastVillageTimes.com for all of our content regarding Padres, Aztecs, and every other San Diego sports that we follow. So thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back for the Padres playoff preview.